We're talking with Coach Matt Nielsen from the Valley City Highlander tennis team. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Paul. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, the season is getting down to the East region coming up here, Courts Plus here this week, and let's step back here. You opened up with a playing game against Wahpeton, 4-1 win over Wahpeton, so nice to see the girls get wins in a couple of plays. Now, you had mentioned in your story that you can only play one match, so that kind of limits you when you get to the doubles, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird in tennis. I think we're the only sport that totally changes the format before the tournament time, because during the regular season, the girls can play six singles and three doubles, and they can play both. And then you go to the regional tournament, and you play three singles and two doubles, and you can only play one. So, I mean, it really becomes a guessing game on what your opponent's going to do and what's your best lineup. So going into the Wahpeton match, we sat down as coaches and then as a team, and we figured out what is our best shot to give all of our girls a shot to win. And we came up a lineup with Callie Helgrimson at one, Macy Lenk at two, and then Olivia Engstedt at three, with Breck Suffolkul and Hope Peterson at one doubles, and Rose Eltinger and Lexia Nix at two doubles. And we weren't going to sweep anything, and that wasn't the goal. The goal was to, no matter what Wahpeton threw out there, our girls have a shot to win, and our girls played some amazing tennis.
Winning a 4-1, so moving on. And one thing about this year, too, Matt, and you talk about your lineup and the way things have jostled around for various reasons. A lot of players have gotten their first taste of varsity experience, getting those first wins. How big is that for your program, just to have these young ladies get a chance to get out there, varsity tennis, and get those that experience?
Well, we have, like you said, we had a big change this year with graduating seven of our top nine, so we really only had two returning players that had a lot of varsity time. So we did get a lot of players varsity time this year, and I think that's made a big difference. And a couple of our players that are not going to play in the individual tournament or in the couple rounds of the team tournament, Drew Potraps, along with Faith Peterson and Amber Knutson, they've gotten some experience, and I think because they've gotten that taste of varsity, you can see it in practice and see it in their exhibition matches that they have that drive, they have that motivation to keep getting better. And I think because they got that taste, that they've ramped their game up, which then makes our practices more intense, which then makes everybody better.
And their confidence level has to be coming up a little bit too.
Yep, and I think confidence level is big. They've really enacted what we've been coaching with our pillars of tennis. So we had our sportsmanship, attitude, and effort, and that's what we can control. And Olivia Engstedt did a fantastic job of that against Wahpeton. She played a very frustrating opponent. And Olivia settled in, played her game, didn't try to do too much, did what her opponent gave her, she took, and she ended up winning the first set 6-4, but in the second set, when she figured it out and relaxed more, she won 6-1. And the same with both doubles teams. Like Breck and Hope, they came off the court, and they go, well, I don't know if we gave 100%. And I go, you don't know if you gave 100%? You guys moved together, you guys picked the ball off, you guys put the ball where the opponent was. 100% doesn't mean your legs have to be churning at a million miles an hour to be given 100%, but you were mentally focused in, you were physically focused in, and you did the right things, and that's 100%.
Well, now here you got West Fargo Cheyenne next up, the top seed in the tournament, and what's the mindset as you head into the match here with the Mustangs?
With the Mustangs, they have three of the top five players in the state, and they're going to roll out 1-2-3 singles. And so we're going into that with the mindset, hey, we're going to learn a lot, and we're going to play our hearts out, and whatever happens, happens. But our lineup's going to be a little different. We have a little injury issue, so we're going to keep one of our players out of that lineup just to save her for the next round. So we're hoping to get a lot of experience. It'll be a first indoor EDC experience for a lot of our girls, so that'll be just a fantastic match to get our feet wet with the regionals. And we're really focusing on how can our lineup be correct in the next round. So we really analyze both teams in the next round, because I think with both those teams, we have a shot. If we put out the right lineup and we do the right things in that match, we have a shot to make it to a state qualifier.
Now, when would be individuals? Will that be this weekend as well in Fargo?
Yeah, we play a lot of tennis in 3 days, Paul. So it's on Thursday. That if we win at least one match, we play a third match. So we play three matches on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's the first day of individual tournament, and the girls have a possibility to play up to four matches. And then going on to Saturday, the girls have a possibility to play three matches on Saturday. So it's three matches, four matches, three matches. And I don't know any other sport. And a match could last up to 2 hours. So I don't know any other sport where you might ask a girl to play 6 hours of competitive varsity tennis one day, then 8 hours the next day, then 6 hours the next day. I mean, that would be about the max. But, I mean, it's still unreal what our athletes are asked to do and what they end up accomplishing and end up doing.
And the bottom line is the ultimate goal, if you get to state, then it's all worth that 14 hours of tennis over the week.
And that's just it, that it's a tennis tournament, and if the girls have played tennis tournaments in the summer, and that's how those tournaments are as well. So we've been working out. We've been focusing on getting that time and effort into it. So I think our girls will be ready to play. If they need to play four matches in a day, I think they will be able to play that last one as competitive as they play that first one.
All right. Well, Matt, I appreciate it, and good luck to you and the Highliners here against the Mustangs on Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet, Coach. Coach Matt Nielsen joining us on the Valley City Highliner tennis team. Again, they open up courts plus 10 a.m. against West Fargo Cheyenne Thursday morning in the East Region Tournament.